Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. It's the crossover. It's a Friday, which means the crossover is sponsored by Atco Pest Control. We're going to be doing What's Bugging You in 10 minutes, but let's welcome in Willard and Dibs.
The fellas, long time no see.
Guys?
Yeah.
God, it's always this is a unique feel the day after one of those, right?
You feel special,
it's
man.
Kind of on
and
a
you
high.
Love the people. And, I'm on a high. Cheech and Chong.
I do want to say this. There are a number of people in the building. How many of those have we done? How many was that?
I think seven.
Yeah. Elway.
I've had some whispers of people who think that that was best one yet.
Everything.
No whispers, like, say it loud.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think about, we did Buon Vino.
Buon Vino.
We did
Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank. We did two different, I'm a blank on the
San
name.
Ramon.
San Ramon and then San Leandro Fieldwork.
Yeah, Lincoln, field my work. Man.
Two Fieldwork Brewings.
We did one at the mall in San Jose.
Correct.
Yep. That was the last one.
Most recent one.
McCaffrey's news broke.
Yeah. Oh, McCaffrey's news broke the summit is what happened.
Totally.
Yeah. And I feel like we are forgetting. That's not it.
I think we're forgetting something,
yeah,
too.
We did more.
I mean,
we did more. But anyway.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, we did one in Walnut Creek.
Buon Vino.
But look at it. Yeah.
No, started with Buon Vino.
Buon Vino.
That was the first one?
Yep.
That was the one where Steiny was sneaking drinks.
Oh, that was the one where he was sneaking drinks?
What was the one where he got caught sneaking drinks?
Did I?
I tried to sneak a drink last night.
Oh, I pulled it off.
I hid a shot.
So did I.
And I went back to get it, and it was gone.
Gone.
I want to know if somebody threw it away or if somebody took that shot for me.
Yeah, I snuck one.
Well, somebody came
margarita.
Up in the middle of the show, brought Guru a margarita and me a beer, and I just looked.
That was Jim Olay.
I know. Nahigian.
Yeah,
he saw it all, and I was just like,
"Something happened in his career."
Thanks, Jim, but just be a little clandestine. Wow.
And you had the meatballs, huh?
That was afterward.
The lamb meat.
I had a bunch of stuff on the menu.
I did too,
because I ate before and
Lucas
after.
Lucas hooked me up.
Yeah, the meatball appetizer. We had the Mediterranean veggie spread, and of course, I promised I'd have a French dip. So I did.
There it goes.
It was good.
What about the people, though? They come out and tell you, Dibs, just how much we impact them.
Incredible.
It ain't about the game. It's about that connection, man.
Yep. And what's funny is they don't realize, but they impact us as much as we impact them. Mm. Like, without them, there is no us. And that's why I gave my answer about Steph Curry. And, you know, we all were talking about Steph Curry and this and that. And I just was sitting there and I was thinking, like, you know what? My Steph Curry takeaway, he's great at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful. He's top whatever all time, and he's won 4 titles. But I was thinking about Steiny, you and I, and even Goo, back in, like, I guess 2014, 2013, when, you know, you were here and we were the A's and Raiders flagship.
I'll never forget.
And then he got fired, and I got fired.
Wow.
And you were doing nights, and then next thing you know, another station had the Warriors, and they done messed it up. And then we got the Warriors.
Wow.
And then
the Dubs.
He came back, and then I came back, and then you went from being in oblivion to like middays, and here we are 10 years later, and we are the sports leader.
Wow.
And
no doubt.
I hope that, you know, there are people out there listening to this, because you want to talk about the sports leader? Yeah, we're it. You followed us to FM. You followed us to YouTube. You followed us to Twitch.
Preach
you
it.
Followed us.
Keep going, baby.
To the internet. You followed us in the ratings. You follow us because we have the Warriors. You follow us. And I know you're out there listening, and I don't give a crap if you want to, ooh, you know, blacklist me, whatever.
Oh.
Because I'm done with that. I'm done with you. I'm done with all of it. You're not the sports leader. You're the sports follower.
Wow.
You better recognize.
Get Dibber.
How would you get blacklisted?
Well, for example.
It sounded good, though.
In 2011, I wrote a letter to the former program director, Lee Hammer.
I ran into him at...
Come on, did you?
I did.
Yeah. I like Lee Hammer.
But yeah, Lee's a great
guy. I slid my letter across the table to him in, it must have been like February or March of 2014, and he said, you can at least give us a chance to respond.
Wow.
And I said, I gave you a year, dog. You get nothing. I'm out. I'm out. And I came in 2011 to this station. And, you know, 2014, you got Steiny. I got. Steiny was the, I mean, Guru was like.
I used to listen to Steiny's show with O'Connell every day at my job.
It was awesome.
DeVry, when I sold education. I listened to this man every
day. So funny.
Who knew he was going to be my partner?
By the way,
riding with
he's not going to be blacklisted because that bridge got napalmed a decade ago.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It's fine. And so
napalmed.
Between then and now, there have been both highs and lows. And here we are on this day, November 7th, 2025. And I've been like chewing on this for about 2 years about the sports leader. You're not. You're not. You followed us in everything, and we're beating you. So change your tagline. Maybe that's what's bugging me.
It's going off.
I'm sorry.
It seems
Machiavelli
so.
In the house. Wow.
Whatever. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to speak the truth. Like, you know, and I don't want to bring you into it, Mark, but, you know, the Tony Vitello press conference was a great example.
That's kind of behind the curtain, but it's pretty
super funny.
Inside baseball.
But Shasky actually took it out on the other side of the curtain. So, yeah, I mean, it's
fine. And I'm just going to say this, and I mean, it can be what's bugging me. Nothing else is really bugging me in 5 minutes, but y'all ain't leading nothing. You know, hold our pocket.
Wow. The Dibster.
That's it.
Done kicked him out of the
city. Will you be able to come up with another one, or should?
Oh no, I
he
have
said
one.
He ain't feeling. Okay. He ain't. Oh, no. He got one. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's much less like personal than that. But
yeah,
I've been sitting on that for a while.
Gotcha.
Like,
I feel like that should have been it.
I mean,
he's pretty
that
good.
Was, man.
Yeah, sure.
We got a build.
That was
to
double
that.
Album work. Yeah, double album.
Good. Sure. You want to do it again in 10 minutes?
I might.
All right.
I might.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tease it.
See.
Yeah, well.
That was good.
Go ahead and follow that, Steiny.
Yeah, that's hard,
man. Trying to think where I want to go.
You can be the sports follower.
Say what you've been saying about Kyle and the quarterback thing we've been talking about.
You got
nasally
don't goo me. Say how it. Tell them what you told me.
What did I say?
See, this is already. I don't like this, Steiny. The energy just changes.
Mac Jones is starting Sunday. And if the 49ers win that game.
No.
You got to start the next game.
I noticed what you've been doing.
Okay, Will. So there
we go. I noticed what you've been
doing. Here's Guru's interpreter.
No. I noticed what you've been doing.
The chat's your interpreter.
I'm not Guru's interpreter.
They know. I know.
All on a high.
Will, you heard it.
I'm your translator is what I am.
Hello.
We all see what you're trying to do. We all do.
That's
so you're sneaking a little word in at the end of your sentence each time to make it okay. Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy.
Oh, he is. He is right now.
Because he's injured.
About injured.
And you're like sneaking it. It's kind of the way people advertise. Yeah. You know that thing that commercials do at the end? when they're like, hey, this will change your life. Take one pill and you'll be awake for the rest of your life. This will cause you complete death, and you have to see the doctor immediately. And they say it so fast at the end so that you don't notice it.
All right, I'll just say this. Right, you know,
you're doing it all
Mac Jones
day.
Is Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy right now. Right now he is.
See the pause?
There you go.
Right now,
Brock Purdy is just, he's not as good as Mac.
Because of injury.
That's one reason.
Okay.
And the injuries affected his play.
We actually don't even know that. Even that is a projection.
You don't think?
I have no idea what Brock would look like if he played right now.
Oh, right now.
I have no idea.
But clearly he was compromised that fourth game. Remember we threw everything high.
Seemed that way.
Seemed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, looked that way. I still didn't need...
There's no fight here.
Even in that situation, I don't think he looked all that different from... A compromised Brock didn't really look all that different from Mac Jones. Threw for over 300 yards. He fumbled at the end of the game, cost him the game. But, yeah, Brock Purdy's a lot better than Mac Jones. If you want to end the sentence there, but if you want to sneak the little disclaimer in at the end that you've been doing for four hours.
Define a lot.
He's a better quarterback. Just like.
Okay, better.
Very, very noticeably better quarterback.
Noticeably.
Yes.
I mean, yes. I'll just tell you that right now. If that's what you're coming out with today, you probably get some people saying, "Yeah, I don't think there's a big difference."
That makes it Friday. It's a day of the week. This is what I do here,
Mark. I don't believe there's a huge difference between the two of them.
Okay,
not huge.
At their best,
I don't think there's a huge difference.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, probably, but I'd have to ask Kyle.
Right, and I think that Kyle thinks that there is a difference, and I think that he thinks it's a bigger difference than you think. I do think that he thinks it's a huge difference.
I think the contract.
You think he thinks it's huge?
I think the contract speaks to his, his actions speak louder than any press conference words.
Yes. No, but
yeah, they signed him to over $50 million.
But that
contract
doesn't mean he has to like him way more than the other guy.
Well, I mean,
Are we debating how much Kyle thinks Purdy is better than Mac Jones?
I don't even know how to debate that.
Exactly. Like, so what are we debating?
We're not debating anything. Okay. We're pointing out that you've been trying to sneak crap by the goalie all day.
Oh, yeah, please.
That's all.
You're making Guru sound like he's an empty net.
No, I'm not.
No. But
Guru always fights the
good
fight. I'll
just say this. So
He's more exhausted than we are, though, because he has to deal with it 4 hours a day.
Let's just say this.
We only have to do it for 15
minutes.
We
get through the end of the year, and... You've got, Brock Purdy never plays at all.
Okay.
And they go 11-6. They go to the playoffs and Mac quarterbacks and they lose, whatever. Right. And Mac's been good all year. Do they extend Mac Jones?
No.
Right.
Right, but they don't trade him either.
Well, they might.
They might, but I don't think they would. If Purdy misses the whole year, I don't think they're going to trade Mac Jones.
I think that they would trade Mac Jones because Kyle Shanahan, the quarterback whisperer and stuff, can get in the next Mac Jones and like have him be their new backup. If there's a team out there that says, man, what you did with Mac is back, return of the Mac, we want to give you a second and a third round pick, they trade him, no doubt.
If they could get that, yeah. I don't know if they could get that.
Well, my point is more like, do they extend Mac Jones?
No.
And I think about Arizona right now. Like, if you want to talk about a quarterback controversy, Arizona's got that because Jacoby Brissett has come on and actually made that offense look good. And Kyler Murray, he's got a foot issue, and it's not a small thing. It's either a Liz Frank or it's one of those, you know, foot things where, like, oh, you can't mess around with it. But boom, IR. Jacoby, yeah, you're good. You get the next four. That, to me, is more of a quarterback controversy than this.
All right. You got to take it up with Orlovsky, too.
What Orlovsky said?
Who's that?
Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
What? What'd he say?
He says there's a quarterback controversy.
Sure.
Really quick. I do have an update from Kyle Shanahan. Mac Jones is going to start on Sunday. Brock Purdy is questionable and could be active.
Again. Yep. Just like last week. Right?
Huh.
Yeah, although it sounds like he could be the backup.
Emergency third is not active. technically.
No, but that's what we had last week. Did he it was say the same
did
thing.
Did they say active last week, or did they say he could be emergency three? I can't remember.
He was questionable, right. And, I mean, he could be active, is what I heard.
But I do know John Lynch did not rule out that he could be active as a backup.
He could be.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hey, here's something scratching in the walls. That's not the house settling. It's rodents moving in. Once they find warmth, they make themselves at home and cause damage fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them, closes entry points, and helps keep them out for good. Keep your space protected this fall at ATCOPestControl.com. ATCO Pest Control is your defense against unwanted guests. Mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get $10 off any rodent treatment this month. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll start. So, you know, I live in Oakland. I love Oakland. And we're fortunate enough in our little neighborhood to live adjacent to what's called the Rose Garden.
Yep.
The Morcom Rose Garden. It's a wonderful public space. I would say it's big as it would be like if you put maybe 4 football fields side by side and then, you know, like a square is that's big. And it's a Rose Garden, Mark.
Okay.
So many people go there to enjoy it. It's peaceful. It's serene. You'll often see prom. They go down there for pictures. It's a wonderful spot. Some idiot or idiots. I didn't even know you could do this. They stole 51 rose bushes from the Rose Garden. And Dibs, I ask you, who does that? Who steals rose bushes?
Well,
that bugs me.
Or why?
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing?
I mean, the why is because you, as an arborist, you can dig them out and put them in a pot, and now you've got roses.
Okay.
And as opposed to spending whatever it is to get your own rose bush, and you know, knowing where you are and knowing the security of the Morcom Rose Garden, there is no security.
Mm.
So anything can be stolen anywhere at any time. And you've got these jewelry stores where you got 10 people who come in and like, you know, we're going to bash in the window and we're going to grab. So
yeah, but
I guess what I'm asking
is like worth thousands of dollars. I figure like somebody who wants to display something doesn't fit.
Well, I'll tell you
that somebody who's like, I enjoy roses in my garden is not usually someone who's a huge thief.
What I'm asking all my Bay Area people, you see somebody selling roses that you don't normally see selling roses in the bucket, and they got like 19 buckets, something's fishy.
Yep.
I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to sell the individual roses for 10 bucks a piece.
Well, honestly, what they're going to do is they're going to take that bush and they're going to propagate it. It's a propagation sensation.
Need 51 then?
Because if you have 51, that turns into 153. If you do it right. If you're a gardener,
cha-ching!
Thank you. You take that rose bush.
This does bug me, so let's not make fun of it.
No, but I did the thing, so I pay the buck. But
yeah, it's a rule.
Yeah, and so you could take that bush, and you turn that bush into 3 or 4 bushes, so it's not about selling the roses. It's about turning that into, like, more than 51. That's all.
Yeah, I still don't get why 51, but then again, why not?
I don't think they were necessarily counting.
Yeah, whatever number it was. Why that number? Maybe it was just until somebody showed up. I don't know.
People.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go. Mine is Antonio Brown. And if you want to have a real conversation, man, he might be one of the best receivers. He's in my top 10. He might even be in my top 5. But, man, he's ruined himself, and maybe he's suffering from CTE, whatever. But now he's been arrested on attempted murder charge. I saw months ago when he was in the scuffle or what have you. But I'm just watching how he's moving. Tupac said, Dibs, only God can judge, but yep. I'm a judge, Antonio Brown. You have ruined not just your career when you stripped on the field and walked off, but damn, you can't even stay out the way. And now you got a possibility that you might end up in the pen. That's jail for you squares out there. It's bugging me, Antonio Brown. You had so much promise, man. And it's just sad to watch what I deem or we all deem to be a downfall. And it seems like there's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault but his own. So I'm watching AB just kind of do it to himself, and it's just a hard watch. And I got the news the other day about the attempted murder charge. I saw the video months ago, and I'm like, oh, he's going to get off. I thought he actually got robbed. But dude just keeps putting himself, and he ain't the only in bad situations. But now, soon, you might be behind bars.
Found him in Dubai?
Man, so that tells you you're guilty if you left the country. But damn.
Well, it happened here, and then all of a sudden now he's in Dubai.
Yeah, come on.
And, like,
you can't rap. You tried to do that.
And you can't hide either. Mm. Like, they will find you. And so, like, they found him, and Dubai's
what happened,
like,
though?
You know,
I hate to say it.
He was a badass on the Steelers.
About 3-4 years ago, you could see this is where this was
going. Oh, wow.
I mean,
Perfect hit him that one time. Again, I don't know.
You could see, you're right. I mean, I don't know if it's CT or whatever, but the minute he took his jersey off and left the field, and everything that's happened since then,
man.
I'm like, this is headed for.
Okay.
This is headed for probably disaster. Jail or death, man. Is what it felt like.
Yeah, AB.
I have a different individual athlete.
Okay.
Much less serious, but you know what's bugging me is Klay Thompson.
I went in last week. Go ahead.
It's not Klay.
Okay.
It's just the whole thing is. I don't know what to do with these sort of feelings. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, I don't. What is a Warrior fan supposed to do with what's going on?
I feel bad for him, right, and I'm mad at him.
Like, he is shooting 29% from three. He is averaging 8 points a game. We could go through all the numbers. The bottom line is he plays about 20 minutes a game.
They benched him the other day from a starting role.
Correct. Yeah. They're benching him. He's with the Mavericks. He's not playing much. He's awful. He is literally an awful player
right
now.
Notoriously slow starter. I got you, Will. I just had to throw that out there.
But this is such a conflicting feeling.
Oh, man. I'm rooting for him. It hurts.
Me too. But that's the thing. And, like, social media is loaded with all of the, the Stallion did this and all. It's just like.
Mark, I appreciate
it. I don't know what to do with what we know and who we know this basketball player to have been and what his legacy is here with Golden State. And that's immovable. I get it. But what has always been sort of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Known as Willie Mays with the Mets. This is what this is.
Wow.
And he's not that old.
No.
He's not that old. So this is just, It's an awkward feeling.
I don't want to make your what's bugging you mine, but last week I brought this up and it got misconstrued, but now this is my get out of jail free card, because what I talked about is not him dating Meg and going, so that's their prerogative with the video. She's at the top. So I was hoping her being at the top would keep you in the lab so you could be a, you know, top or get back to where you were in your craft. And my nightmare was, love who you love, you're happy, but she's on top while you're shooting these percentages. And I was just trying to dib say, Clay, and to Steiny, get in the lab so you don't have to deal with that. And now everybody's coming blaming Meg for him not shooting. And I hate that.
I never get into, like, date who you date and do whatever you do.
But ball out. Match her game.
I don't know if Clay's going to match Meg the Stallion. But, here's what I see and what is difficult for me. Watching this player play basketball, he suffered two catastrophic injuries. These things happen in sports. But from the moment those injuries happened, Clay seems, and I'm an outsider. I don't know Clay.
You know his dad, though.
I do.
Oh, Michael.
But Clay seems like he is conducting his entire life like he's pissed off and he's trying to prove other people wrong. It's literally why he left the Warriors.
But can you blame him, Mark, though?
I can't. I can't blame him. My experience is that doesn't work in life.
Mm.
You can't be out and about every day angry at the world and trying to show people, who many of whom backed your ass for a long time.
That's deep, Will.
This is an organization that paid you hundreds of millions of dollars, and you seemingly worked yourself into this spot where you hate them now. And now you're like, I'm going to prove you wrong. Everybody does the nice thing. He needs a new environment. Let's be real. He was mad. He was mad. He was hurt. And it doesn't work. You can't do life trying to prove the world is wrong about you. Just go do you.
That's deep, man.
Just go do you. You remember the shows we did 2 years ago where I'm just like, why are you so mad?
Yep.
But Diz, you can understand it, though. His career kind of, he almost lost it, basically.
You can understand it, but I'm just telling you.
He did lose it.
But he did lose it.
Well, there we go.
It doesn't work.
Damn.
It doesn't work.
No, that's real, man.
And Sugar Ray has a song called When It's Over. When It's Over. And that's the song that you would know if you heard it. And when it's over, it's over. And for Clay, it's over. He signed a 3-year, $50 million deal. He wanted more from the Warriors. He didn't get it. He was actually pretty good last year.
Yeah.
And this year, he's just not. And he's got one more year, and they're going to pay him. And then I do think that at the end of next year, his career likely will be over.
Yeah, he'll come back and retire, maybe.
As a Warrior.
Yeah.
And that's great.
I'm being serious.
No, it happens
and
all the time.
I'm with you. Yeah. And I would love that. What's bugging me, and I'm just going to keep it quick because I know, Steiny, it's a Friday. It's a payday Friday, and the cafeteria is looming and all that. But it is litter, and it's not only the unhoused who are people who, I know you're struggling and you're living in a doorway, but you somehow have like a half ton of litter. It's the people who drive up into the open space and open up their truck and dump an absolute ton of litter. It's the people who have food in their car, and they decide that instead of getting to the next place where you could actually use a trash can, you throw out your window. It's litter. Like, we all could do better with not littering so much. And I walk from here to our old building, and the litter is crazy. And you drive, you know, anywhere you want to drive, there's litter everywhere. Can we all like work a little harder to like put it in the garbage can? And I know that there are like dumps, like the dumps are massive and they're as big as a city, but can we not like work a little harder to not litter so much?
Yes, real quick, Stoddy,
sure,
just relax.
I'm with you.
So we go to the movies, Lil Durrell and the Misses, and they got this thing, and you tell me if this qualifies as littering.
Yep.
When I eat my popcorn and Red Vines and soda, I leave it there because the people come in and clean the theater. They go and make it a point to get their I'm like, leave it there.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming. This is not our house.
That's not littering.
And then we fight. But am I littering?
No.
Or being a lazy butt by leaving it there because somebody's coming to get it, y'all?
You're being a lazy butt. But you're not littering.
They're getting everything.
I used to work at the Fairfax Theater in 1985.
You're a job creator is what you are.
And part of the job between, you have like a 15-minute time between different movies in the theater, and your job as an usher, like whatever, you're an usher. Usher. You're not actually helping people to their seat. Your job is the movie's over, and you sweep all the trash, and then you pick up all the trash.
Mm.
That's not littering.
Okay.
It's not ideal, but I mean, littering is like on the street. I'm going to go ahead and throw this blank out my window because I don't give a blank.
It's kind of part of the movie culture.
Yeah.
Here, I'll let you guys.
Yeah. Myers texted me.
This
he must have been listening.
What did he say?
I'll let you guys
Steiny,
mull.
Right, I was at the funeral. No, you weren't, and you didn't sign the list. So he heard that bit.
Right.
We were talking about signing the book when you're at the funeral. And Steiny's mind goes to, well, what if you say you were there, but you weren't? And I go, who thinks like that?
Why would you do that?
Oh, my God. What?
You got to sign
my
the book.
My mind went to what I told Nahegan. I said, we need to have a guest book at those events that our listeners can
sign. Oh, I like
that
idea.
No, yeah, that is.
So that we know who they are and that we can appreciate that they listen to 95.7 The Game.
What about Vrbo? Do you sign those?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.